Well, welcome back, everybody, for a webinar that's kind of the follow-up webinar. We did a webinar over a year and a half ago that dealt with, here's Gutenberg, and here's why we hate it. And then a month or two after that, we did a retrospective looking back after Gutenberg's been, the block editor has been released for 2 months, and here's why we still hate it. And this is going to be a webinar on, okay, it's been a year. So it's time for us to look back and see if we still hate it. So what we are going to be doing today is we're going to actually do slight comparisons to see if any of the major stumbling blocks for Gutenberg have been fixed. Look at the future of some of the things that Gutenberg, and when I'm saying Gutenberg, I'm referring to actual Gutenberg, not just the block editor that is that WordPress is trying to replace in the post and the page edit. There still is a Gutenberg plugin, which they are developing on a regular basis, which is the future stuff. So after this webinar, or if you want to do it along with me, you will actually need to go to your plugins and install the actual Gutenberg plugin. This is still on the WordPress repo. It still has horrible ratings. I mean, there's got to be something, some cognitive dissonance that, or basically people don't care that it has horrible reviews. And it's still there. Now, here's the interesting thing that when WordPress 5.0 came out, you didn't actually need Gutenberg. Okay. And so, but WordPress didn't officially force you to uninstall it. So when we went from, I think at one point it was like 800,000 or 700,000 that was under the active installs, it dropped dramatically when people didn't need it. And it kept dropping to the point where the only people who have these on, either they didn't know they had to remove it, or they could remove it, or people who are still testing. Now, the reason why they're still testing is they're wanting to build out a block editor form for the widgets, the menus, all these other things. And so that's what I want to take a moment to start this webinar to talk to you about. So if you want to do what I'm about ready to do, you have to install the Gutenberg plugin. Even if you are using it in WordPress, in your current WordPress, but if you don't have this plugin installed, you won't be able to do what we're doing. So it actually opens up a menu area and you get an experiments menu item. This experiments menu lets you see what they're working on for widgets. It will let you see what they're working on for the menu block. And I'm just going to warn you, this is one of the most, this will literally rip your hair out. Like, you don't even have to rip your hair out yourself. It will rip your hair out for you. The menu block is, maybe they lived in Eugene, Oregon, the developers, and they just were smoking a lot. And that's what they came up with. It doesn't, I'll let you see. Now the block directory, that's a great thing. That should already be part of WordPress, I think, if they want to keep going forward. So if you want to play around, you have to enable these experiments. So let's start with, just as a recap, a reminder that, remember, the block editor takes over the entire post edit and the page edit, any custom post type editor screen. You'll also notice that there, the amount of JavaScript still is overwhelming, that it actually slows down getting to this point. Now, before we get on to the experimental stuff, which I said we would do first, I do want to point out something that I think a lot of people don't realize if they already use page builders. Just as a reminder, the block editor does nothing on the front end. You can't edit anything on the front end of WordPress. So if you're used to using a front end editor like an Elementor or Beaver Builder, it's not going to be a replacement for that type of situation. But let me actually come over. Oh, let me go to this. Let me go to all pages. We're going to grab a sample page here. Okay, so just so that we can see it in Gutenberg. Now, let's say you decided, all right, I am going to try my hardest to work within this block editor, since that's the future of WordPress. And you get to a point, great, I've got my stuff exactly how you want. And then all of a sudden you're like, you know what? This is not doing what I want. When I'm trying to do columns, it's not doing what I need. I need all my work that I had done in Gutenberg. I need it back in my page builder. So if you use Beaver Builder or Elementor, you have a really cool feature. How many of you knew that both of those page builders allow you to convert anything? Lorraine, yes, you have to disable the disable Gutenberg to use the Gutenberg plugin. So good question. So I'm here, I'm in the block editor, come over here, and if you have a page builder, you can simply convert it. And, whoops, Millie. There. So Beaver Builder will actually take it and bring it in to, and Elementor will do this as well, so that now we have, let me actually wait, where's the, there we are. See, I'm gonna open it up. Look, it's the text editor is exactly what we need. And when we converted it, it ripped out all of the Gutenberg, the block editor markup. So I put this out there because a lot of us now use page builders as an assistance to developing with WordPress. If you want to try and, you know, eat the dog food, try and work it with Gutenberg. Don't worry, you won't lose the stuff that you've done. You can easily just convert it over. Now, at the same time, if we are, let's go back to the edit this page. If we're here and it says, basically we are here in, it says, hey, we're using Beaver Builder and it can launch. If you have anything else, like let's say you have old posts or something, you can convert it also to the block editor. But I wanted to point this out that the all your work you might do with Gutenberg, you can convert over to a page builder. You won't lose any of the design, the style, that type of stuff. All right, so now let's go over here. So let me, I'm just gonna come over here. It's gonna convert back. Okay, with this block editor, hopefully everybody understands that, you know, we add blocks, we can add the blocks. We'll take a little further look at this in just a moment. Just so everybody, has anybody never used block editor? I think everybody here, I'm looking at the names, never, okay. But you've seen it be used. Like, you know that if you hit the plus button, you may find blocks, great. Because if you've never seen this, when you see the attempt at the new widgets screen, you may be very concerned. Okay, so if this is the new widget screen, and let's come over here where there's nothing, we would see just this. We see a lot of white space. We see a lot of nothingness. And here's the other thing is if you have multiple items in your widget in a sidebar, you're gonna have to scroll before you get there. Now, you'll also notice none of these are draggable and droppable. I can't move these. So that's even a downside from a regular widget area. just as a quick reminder, let's go back and forth. Remember, we can move. We drag these things and we can add things. And again, you can also enable accessibility mode in here to add items easily. First, where's the accessibility mode? Zero accessibility mode. If I want to add items, okay, I guess that's this. Click this, and now I'm supposed to do everything from the blocks. All right, so I want to simply add, I don't know what I want. Oh, here's my widgets. Okay, so I can now add a widget. Let's add the latest posts. Okay, so great. That's not bad. I get to actually see an implementation. And then I can, okay, grid view. All right, list view. Okay, that's something there. I can align and I can transform this to a group. I don't even know what a group is yet. We have to get it into our brain that there are, with the block editor design, they need us to focus on three different areas to edit. We need to deal with the actual visual editor here, as well as an editor to the right. So these are all your settings that you might, newest to oldest, number, CSS class. You can add the post content, full excerpt. Do you want to add the date? So you do have some options of turning things on, off, whatever. But this is simply in a widget area. Anybody see a major problem with doing now adding grid view? And now I'm just going to actually make a point. Whatever this is, the recent post widget. The recent post widget is an implementation of the actual recent post widget that occurs in the regular widget area where this, where is it? Recent posts, this one. It's actually this one. So we can actually see this is what it's trying to implement. But here's the problem. How many of you have sidebars that are this wide? This physically wide? Now watch what happens if I make a bigger screen. Okay, so a bigger screen still at least keeps it somewhat, but I don't know very many websites that have sidebars this wide. So if I'm doing my layout design, look, feel, okay, this is great. I like the grid. It pushes it out. And then they go see it on the front end. It's not going to look like that. So we have these ideas, and then we have these things called legacy widgets. Legacy widgets are any widget that is not built by the automatic people into Gutenberg. So what this means is, okay, I'm looking at my widgets. Sure, we have the archive calendar, all these ones that they built. And then we click this. Well, these are all the other widgets that are available. Like this is Gravity Forms, and here's the Pods widgets. So I have to do this. And then it looks, basically, it's all the settings for that widget built into this. So not only do we have the, quote, official widgets, where your settings are over here on the right-hand side, the unofficial ones have the settings directly in where, right over top, and then you can preview to see what it is. And look, it didn't even preview. Oh, it emptied. I should have something. Let's do title. See, I should get a title there, but it doesn't even get a preview because there's no preview built for the Legacy widget. But I guess my point is we have stuff where currently we have thousands and thousands of widgets out there where everybody will be doing editing here, not here. Only on a few official plugin widgets will we be doing editing over here. And Gravity Forms, which actually has a Gutenberg add-on, they still are using the regular settings in this location. So at this point, when you hear some people at WordCamps talking about how awesome the block editor and have you seen the awesome widget area, this is what they're looking at. I don't see this as an easier to use implementation, whereas I can, in a very simple way, say, all right, here's my widgets. I can see if some stuff here and I can drag things over. Plus, if I really want to see it in real time, I can go over to the customizer and we can mess with, because remember, all the customizer does allow you to see widgets in real time. Now, I don't think for this website, I don't have any widget areas that are being physically displayed. And for some reason, the JavaScript on Customizer is going through the roof here. Okay, so widget blocks. Okay, so these are the experimental ones. It's going to get even worse in the customizer because that uses the block editor. But notice how, okay, I don't even have any widgets on this. So I can't display it. But we would be able to use, basically we would see, let me go back here. We would see this in the sidebar of the customizer where we could see the widgets and make the settings, and then in real time we would see the changes. All right, so enough about this. Just want to let you know that this is the next major area that I believe when WordPress 5.4, whatever, 5.3, whatever we're doing on right now, that's one of their major pushes to replace the widget area, which can be frustrating. Now, the other one is, let's go over here. Watch this. If I'm over here in the primary sidebar and I click open, we get a ad block here. But if I go to another place and open, I can't add. So this is actually out there and I have been told that this is production ready. So maybe not. Now are you ready for the even more frightening direction? Menu blocks. Now, WordPress, many, many years ago, they took the code base that the Woo Themes team had been doing and building this type of a menu builder system. And they created this one, a very solid solution for managing menus, doing a whole bunch. As long as you know CSS and other things, there's a lot you can do in terms of classes. There's other plugins that add more features to the ability of menu items. I'm about ready to break your brain. All right, so let's go look at a new page, and we are going to use the block editor. Now that I've enabled the menu item, it will open up a whole new avenue of pain for us. So we're going to come over here and I'm going to click on my ad and we're going to go find, now I already have it here because I was working with it earlier, but if you're looking around for it, you have to go to, layout elements, and you'll find navigation menu experimental. So click that. All right. So right now, your menu is there. Where? What menu? What if I already have a menu? Because there's a menu that already exists on the site, but it's not showing up. Okay. What if I click this? Wait, but no, I just need a menu. Oh, so you're telling me that already built menus don't exist. You have to go rebuild everything. Oh, that's what you're telling me. Great. Okay, so remember, there already is a menu here. That menu is called new menu. It's already been saved. It's got home, home, no drama, sample page. But this new navigation menu doesn't even find it. I can look for it. I can say, okay, that's just the block navigator. Nope, that's just grouping. If I click over here, it will automatically add new pages if I click this, but didn't do anything. So what you have to do is you have to custom build every single menu every single time. So I come over here, okay, main menu item, click that. All right, what do I do now? Okay, so I have an editor area here and I have an editor area here, so I have to look in two different places. What am I doing? Okay, let's, this is the home menu. Is that what I do for the label? What if I do that? Oh, is that for making new menus or is that for moving up underneath nesting? All right, I can open it in a new tab. Okay, we can do that already. Here's my SEO title attribute. We can do that already. How do I link it to something? Let's try another menu item. Okay, I'm now multiple things. Wait. Okay, so now we have our menu system here, but it won't let me connect it to a page. Okay, so I've got my menu here. Oh, there's my link. Where's my link? I'm clicking this. Okay, click the link. Edit, no, text is there. Do you see how frustrating this is? I can't even open up a link. This is what they want, they think is a rational way of building menus. And then we would say, okay, let's just say, okay, we've done all this stuff. Then we would have to group it. Then we would have to add the reusable block. And then once I've got a reusable block, let's say I want to add a new menu. This is where I have to now go to reusable, and then you can replace your menu. But why do they look different? One of them has four boxes. One of them has one box. And now they have, okay. Does everybody get the frustration? There is no way to actually build a menu right now. Even though they want you to try it out. Come on, please tell us your feedback on the menu. I can't even link to my sample page or my home page. Testing. So let's publish this and look at it. I'm ready. Let's view this page. So that's what it looks like. Anybody see an issue? They are building the menus as an unordered list, but they didn't remove the list items. I have no problem building, because that's how we've always built menus with list items. But everybody knows you remove The bullet points. And then I'll show you the one good thing that they're pushing beyond. So now we go to the pages. We're going to design something. Over here on the right-hand side, we have a block manager. Now, currently everybody who can edit has this access. Currently there's no permission systems, there's no control, like just saying the administrator can turn on and off something. This could be helpful in the future for you just to simplify the type of blocks and an end user could use. And it makes it very easy to eliminate things. Now, you may also find that you like the block manager because there are other plugins where people are trying to create better blocks for the block editor than the default blocks that are coming with WordPress. And so this would allow you to come around here and say, you know what? I want the ultimate add-ons block advanced heading. I don't want to use the default heading. So you can then turn the default heading off. So that's something that is good. And then they also added recently the ability for us to actually manage the reusable blocks. What's great is this would be a very beneficial screen to have immediate access to. Why is that? Because if you are using the block editor and you want to create a signup widget, you want to create, this is something that Beaver Builder, Elementor, all these other things they already do. If you want to create something that you're going to reuse in multiple places, wouldn't it be nice if you could just go over here and, you know, you'd have a custom post type called blocks or reusable blocks. Well, it's there, but they don't even allow you access. You have to find it buried inside a post editor screen. Because I can come over here and create a new one, and it's going to create a new block. So this is going to be a reusable block if I use this. And so we can go back and forth. We can customize it. But the problem is, this is the only way I can get to this listing. All right. So in terms of also talking about, some of the companies are really trying to help users who use the block editor. And one of them is the Ultimate Add-ons for Gutenberg. Same people who create the ultimate add-ons for both Elementor and Beaver Builder. And they have issued a free one. So you may actually want to take advantage of this free ultimate add-ons for Gutenberg. Why? Because we come over here and we have much better capabilities of dealing with columns and items like that. So let's go ahead and add this. And we can see we now have post grids, post masonry, price lists, content timelines, advanced columns, pre-styled gravity forms, items, other things that are a little more useful than just drop cap, things that automatic have been created. So in the advanced columns, you'll also notice one of the major problems in Gutenberg. How many of us have our main block area this small? Even if we make it larger, it basically stays small. Even if we get rid of this extra thing, it stays small. How in the world can you create your content? And that's why they built the Gutenberg block editor, so that you can visually lay out your content when I only am given this space. I'm not given the full space. And you're not given the full space simply because it is not built as a front-end editor. Yet people are trying to make it a front-end editor. So once we're in here, we do have the ability of, with these advanced columns, we can add in blocks. We can deal with these. The columns do have a number of, where's the formatting issues? Oh, let me bring over the block settings. So the nice thing about this advanced column from the free one, not only can we handle spacing, background border, column width, how are we going to align it, but you also have the mobile devices so that if you're on a mobile item, how do we want to align this? How do we want to make the width occur? And then if you scroll up to an outer border area, we're going to see that, okay, now we want to add 3-4 columns. Are we stacking on the tablet and below? What are we going to use? Theme container. This is the item. Even if we set it, the Gutenberg block editor will not give us that space. So this comes back down to the question, who is the block editor for? And I'm going to be straight up with you. It is only, and I only see value if you are simply blogging. That if your website, you simply need to blog and you want to, an easy way to make, add an image or something else like that, it's for blogging. If you are writing content and you are writing things that need justified, yeah, here, let me pull this up. Okay. Needed to quick create a piece for my wife's business. Gutenberg and the block editor cannot do justified text like this with an image on the side. Plus, no rational client is going to be simply trying to lay out their page in a page design, and they're not going to be doing that for every single page, every single post, every single piece of content. What they want is the uniform, okay, when we make an update, it goes in this area and in this format, in which case we don't want to give the visual. We want them to do, let me turn off Gutenberg. Bear with me 1 second. Okay. So we want them to come in here and enter their title. We want them to enter their content. If we want them to add images, guess what? We're either going to be having them use the featured image, or we are going to be adding additional fields. A website that is database driven. When I say that, I mean a theme or web, the actual site is going to fetch the content and insert it into predefined areas out of the database. That's what WordPress is. It's a database-driven broadcast vehicle. We need to treat it as that, where we are getting data out of the database, putting it into a format that is then rendered to the visitor. We are not going to be designing everything and then just serving up the design for every single page. We're going to have a theme that goes and gets the actual data. That is actually faster. That can be cached. Because here's the other thing that nobody's dealing with is that Gutenberg sites are slower. Yes, there have been people who have shown that, and they've done the tests. Gutenberg sites are slower because regular WordPress sites, we can cache certain queries into the database, and most caching plugins deal with that, where it can cache certain types of queries. But when you pre-design build as the area, you know what? You're better off just building an HTML website. Why use a convoluted editor that doesn't do what you actually want it to do, meaning style the front end of the website so you can see it in a visual representation? If you want to style the whole thing, build an HTML website, use a tool that's out there. You don't need WordPress. And that is why there is still a growing push from core developers to basically support Gutenberg work on the side, but they know there is a point coming in the future where there's going to be a massive break. You either are a PHP database driven website or you're not. So if we're weighing the merits of the block editor on the current things they're doing, the current experimental things, we are years away from anything functional to the masses. And that is why I still am saying my recommendation is you don't use the block editor. There still is no rational reason to train up a client to use it. It doesn't support everything that a person would need. And it basically removes the ability for you, the designer or the theme, to uniformly present content. All it takes is that one person who's learning how to use the block editor to add a header cover image in an area, and now their blog post looks different than all the other blog posts. Part of corporate or business-based thing is a uniformity, is a standard. So until Gutenberg is on the front end, I don't think you should even waste any time looking at it. Until Gutenberg allows you to come over here to the front end of the website, click the button, and allow you to move things around visually on the front end, I wouldn't deal with it. If you need that type of functionality, use a page builder that can do that. There's too much frustration of having to, again, go to the back end, edit what you want in Gutenberg so you think you've designed it just right, and then you come on the front end and it's off center, or it's now this tiny little block, or it's now exploded out because your theme allows the content area to take the full width, and now it looks horrible because it feels like it's blown out to the left and the right. If the block editor ever gets a front end system, then maybe it's time to rethink it. And Paul, that's what Dries already did. If you didn't hear the news earlier this week, Dries sold to an investment firm for $1 billion. I mean, Dries and his company, Acquia, sold Drupal for $1 billion. So that's where we are. That's where Gutenberg is. And it actually pains me to say this, but I think they're kind of stuck in the mud. It's kind of like they felt like they had this great Jeep. It could drive up and down the tiny little mountains that were put outside the dealership, showing how awesome it is. And then it gets out there and people, developers keep adding little things or trying to push the envelope. And all of a sudden we're now stuck in the mud. And it's not getting better. And when we have the latest, biggest thing that came to Gutenberg was a new block for a quote or something. That's, it's a sad state where we're in. And sorry to say it, most big clients require Gutenberg to be turned off because of accessibility. It is not accessible. All the experimental stuff has zero accessibility. Now, I'm not saying that accessibility is look at everybody else doing it right, because there's so many of the page builders that are horrible at accessibility. But if you want corporate clients and large government contracts for this, Gutenberg is not going to push the needle. So my encouragement to you all, for all your clients and everything, build great sites. Give them the tools in the back end to enter their data. Allow you to build the queries that fetch that data out and display it in unique ways. Don't worry about wasting time trying to say, when shall we implement Gutenberg for our clients? And if any client says, well, why can't we use it? I would literally tell them it was built for blogging. And if you would be willing to blog every day, I'm more than willing to teach you Gutenberg. And I'm going to probably bet every single one of those clients are going to pass on it. Oh, I have better things to do than blog every day. So that's a year in review look at kind of a take on Gutenberg being stuck in the mud. And I hope my frustration with it, as I've been digging, trying to figure it out, allows you not to have to go down that path. So take care, everybody. I hope you have a great rest of your Thursday, and we'll get this uploaded in just a bit. Take care.